Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It comes down to the age-old question, why are you in business? Well, as I've said many times, you are in business to make a profit. The motivation is different than making a profit. The motivation is, I want to be my own boss, I want to do it better, I want to change the world. It could be one of a thousand things, but you are in business to make a profit. If you do not make a profit, you cannot stay in business. So that is your main goal. You want to do it honestly, ethically. You want to, you know, treat your people well, but at the same time, profit is the answer. And how does your business make more of a profit? Well, let me count the ways. It starts with understanding your business. It starts with understanding who your customer is, who's the target market, who is the key person that you're aiming to, who do you want to talk to. And then it comes down, when you have the message and you have the understanding and you have the understanding of who your customer is and who is the key person, who is the decision maker, then it comes down to prospecting. Something that most people don't like to do. And why don't they like to do it? Is because when you're prospecting, many times you're taking rejection. You're hearing, no, I don't want to talk to you. And people many times take that personally, and I understand that. But there's nothing personal about it. They're saying, I don't have the need for you. I don't have the time for you. I don't want to talk to you. And that's their stuff, not your stuff. What you're doing is you're presenting yourself, or your salespeople are presenting themselves in prospecting to help the company that you're talking to make money. You're putting yourself in front of them and saying, we've got this product or service that will help you run a better business. It will help you make money. And then from there, from the prospecting, once you have a prospect, you have an appointment. And the appointment is the ability to showcase exactly what you can do. It's to get their attention, making sure that you're talking to the right person. If you're not talking to the right person, if you're not talking to the decision maker, or don't understand how the decision process works, how in the world are you going to do business? And you present. And you've practiced your presentation. You understand that your presentation isn't about you, it's about them. Most people, when they're presenting, talk about their company. And of course we need to tell them about the company. But we need to really uncover in the presentation exactly what their needs are. And we do that by asking questions. And we understand what those questions are, depending upon the business, depending upon the industry. What do we have to find? Well, the old saying is we have to find their pain. If there is no pain, there is no reason to do business with you. The pain could be many things. It could be they're not making a profit. It could be the people that they're currently doing business with. They never thought about changing, but people were extremely inefficient and are doing a bad job, and here you are telling them what you can do for them. It could be about expanding their business. It could be about so many things, but you have to understand what their motivation is. You have to understand what makes them tick. What makes them think? What would make them say yes? And then you go for the close. And if it's a new customer, a new client, you don't want to try to sell them the big thing. You want to try to just get your foot in the door. You want to try to sell them something so that you can show them exactly what you can do for them. Some type of, we'll call it a pilot program. We want to make sure that we can meet their needs, that it's good for us and it's good for them. And then once we sell them, we can go back and sell them over and over and over again. So now, how do we make a profit? We've prospected. We've got the appointment. We did the presentation. We got the clothes. We've got the work. Well, how are we going to deliver it? Are we delivering it in the most efficient way possible? Have we priced it correctly? You know, one of the mistakes that salespeople make is salespeople go in, they present, and right away they drop the price, thinking that price is the most important thing that they can offer. And sometimes that's true, but there are many steps along the way before you get to price. There are many things that are important to people before you get to price. Are you reliable? Are you trustworthy? Are you going to help them? Are you going to make them look good? Do you have what they need? And somewhere down the line, and you can think about what those four or five things are that they need to know before you get to price. And if you present it right, if you're doing it right, if you're talking to them in a way that they understand, if you're meeting their needs, price doesn't become as much of an objection. If price is the only objection, then you've not done your job correctly. You've not presented yourself well. So now we've got the agreement. We've got the contract. We're going to do the work. Well, we also make money by doing the work well. We also make money by not making mistakes. We also make money by putting ourselves in a position of running this work or selling this product or delivering the product as efficiently as we possibly can. So we have to also study how we deliver, depending upon the product. Is it a service product? Is it a product that you pull off the shelf? Is it about shipping? Is it about having someone go in and consult with them? Whatever it is, how efficiently can we be in delivering the product? And if we're efficient enough, there are a couple of things happen. Yes, we do make a profit, but of course, we get it done quickly. We get it done profitably. We get it done to meet their needs. We get it done so they can see that they want to do business with us again. And if we do repeat business with them, it makes our marketing easier. We still have to go out and prospect. We still have to present. We have to sell. We have to close. But it's so much easier doing business with existing customers because we've come through for them. So we're working both sides of this now. We're working being efficient, and we're working understanding exactly how to make them happy. We're understanding how to help them with their business. We understand that we can resell them again. And at the other side, we're still out prospecting, presenting, selling, closing, and the cycle starts all over again. So it's not just enough to prospect. It's not just enough to sell. It's not just enough to close. Those are all important steps, and if we don't do those, we can't get to the delivery part. But where most people make many of their mistakes is in the delivery. They don't do it efficiently. They don't do it so it's profitable. They don't say, how can we do it quicker, faster? And not cutting corners, but delivering in a way that the customer is going to be happy and we are going to be extremely efficient, and when we break it down, we'll see that we've made a great deal of money. And then the process starts over again. So let's make sure we're out there prospecting. That's the first step. No prospecting, no business. And even if you are fortunate, and I haven't seen too many companies that have this happen, I know of a few, that they get leads every single day. The process is the same. It's still a prospect. It's still a presentation. It's still a sale. It's still a close. It's still a delivery. Do it well, and you will prosper. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.